Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures, Episode 65, Season 3. Hello, Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Welcome. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, make sure you join me for the eight essential time on scaling a business towards eight figures. And there's eight essential elements that I look at, and we cover those throughout this podcast. So now let's get started on this episode. Today we're going to talk about three ways to have an ultra lean, high revenue, successful business with freedom and independence. Now I talk a lot about scaling up to eight figures, and the average non-employee business only makes about $45,000 a year. Up until recently, it was mostly unheard of for someone to be able to scale a business towards $1 million or more and have few independence when it comes to employees and freedom. So when we look at scaling a business, I like to break it into two parts. One, some individuals are fortunate to get to $5, $6 million. Percentages of the business, I would say between 300 to 400 businesses are able to reach that level of success with either one to two employees, and I mean these are like non-employees where they're freelance, contractors, subcontractors. This level of outsourcing is what I'm speaking of. I totally love that concept because some individuals do not want to scale their business the traditional way with lots of moving parts with employees and brick and mortar or overhead that yields that type of, some people feel, chaos. Now, I believe that scaling a business towards eight figures, if it's done correctly with the eight essentials that I actually equip entrepreneurs with, you're able to do that. But let's say there's the vast majority of entrepreneurs that are listening to this podcast want the success of being able to travel because they have the financial means. They want to give back to the community. They want to leave a legacy for their family. And they want the independence and to travel themselves for 2 or 3 months out of the year. I actually love going to Florida 3 months out of the year from January to March. And having the type of business that I've been able to build, I've had two. I've had the brick and mortar or the facilities where I had lots of employees, up to 200. And I've had the success of having a type of business that I enjoy running where I'm able to travel as much as I am. So when we look at the three different ways we can do that, three of the ways you're able to be able to have that kind of success where your business is ultra lean, high revenue, and over $1 million is being able to do three things well: automate your business, do delegation, and delete. Those are the three ways that you're able to do that. Now, when we look at automating your business, there are so many ways you can go about doing that. One of them, of course, is if we look at our marketing. We can actually automate our marketing in ways we normally know that in ways that we couldn't before, being able to automate our business with marketing. And that's from email marketing to sending out the emails on a subscribed day, what time you want to send them out. It could be invoicing and doing payroll. All of those ways we can automate to an area before that was unheard of that we can actually do now. And being able to do that now allows us the opportunity to scale our businesses and have them ultra lean and high revenue businesses without us having to be in the position of having the normal traditional business that requires lots of employees to be able to do that. So I am a fan of automation. And some other things that I feel that you should be able to automate is, I would say, of course, your office support, invoices, like I mentioned, email marketing. Your lead generation is a great thing that you can actually automate. I feel that the area I would not make sure that even if someone thinks they can is automating my customer support or my customer service. I feel those two areas are something that you need to be involved in with hands-on, and I'll give you a little bit more explanation with that a little later. So automation is a necessary evil to scale your business towards $1 million and definitely to scale up towards an eight-figure business. The next area that you really need to pay attention to in order to reach that is delegation. Many entrepreneurs have a hard time with delegating, and that's usually something in the leadership area. That's a whole other subject, but it's something you cannot do. You cannot become a million-dollar business or a million-dollar entrepreneur if you are not able to delegate. Now, delegate has a totally different look than it did before. Delegation simply means you can outsource. There are so many areas that you can outsource. Your payroll, because payroll takes up a lot of time. It requires more than a lot of people have the experience level, skill set, or mindset to deal with. By doing and having someone else do your payroll for you, delegating that to an outsource. And once again, we can automate our payroll and we can delegate our payroll. And we can also outsource the other areas like our lead generation. When I mentioned doing the automation, you can have automated and it can be delegated. You can also delegate and automate, or I would say more or less delegate, having a virtual assistant. That is very important. So in order to be able to have the type of business that so many people dream of, they felt like they had to give up one or the other. They either had to work long hours, have a host of employees, a lot of overhead in order to have the high revenue, or they had low revenue, they were working by themselves, but they had very little freedom. And if anything happened to the owner of the business, which was basically a glorified self-employed person versus a business owner, they were out of luck. If something happened to them, there went the business. With having an ultra lean, high revenue type of business that I'm speaking of, you're able to have it all in business. There is a such thing as having it all. This type of business model, and there are certain types of business that really work well with this type. E-commerce is one when you're able to do this. Having a subscription business is another where you're able to kind of have this type of business, personal services, coaching, things like that. My type of business, which is considered professional services, consultancies, these are the areas that are great for building these high revenue, ultra lean type businesses. So now we've looked at our automation, our delegation, and deletion. And that means deleting things that are not necessary to what you need to be able to yield these type of results. Go through your emails. Delete a lot of heavy things that are out there. Delete your auto responses when it comes to if there is a message that comes in, you automatically look at it to respond. Delete those types of notifications when all possible because those are distractions and they take away from you being able to get the things that you need to get done. The most important thing is simplifying your life when you are looking at running this type of business, keeping it very simple, having it delegated, and having it on automation. And with mobility, with the mobile technology that we have and the ability to do drop shipping and other items that we can do, it makes it very easy. It's still a challenge. You still have to be focused. You still have to have the mindset. You still have to have the eight essentials with the strategy and implementation of the different various types of ideals that you want to put into place. But it is possible more than ever before. And each year it's becoming more and more possible. So if you want to be a million-dollar entrepreneur, which is what I teach, I more than suggest that you visit Eventbrite and sign up for our million-dollar entrepreneur workshop. We go over all of these areas and more on how to actually be able to scale your business towards this ultra-lean, high revenue and a business with freedom and independence. I truly love the business model, and I think you will as well. So hopefully this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Make sure you join me for episode number 66 when we go over mastering your mindset, one of my favorite. We love social media, so please visit us on social media at Facebook, at Eight Figure Business Coach, Instagram at Eight Figure Business, LinkedIn at Eight Figure Business Coach, and Twitter at Eight Figure Coach. Or leave us a comment in the comment section about this episode, or download this episode, and make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. So until next time, make sure that you take care of you and your business. Bye-bye.